Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here, and I'm really happy to have Michael Perry back with us. He's the author of many, many books, including Truck, A Love Story and Population 485. He has a new Wisconsin Public Television special premiering tonight. So we'll talk with him about that, and we'll certainly give you an opportunity to talk with Michael as well and think about what questions you might have for him. Or maybe Mike Crane. Mike Crane joins me right now first before we get to talking with Michael Perry. And he's here because this is our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. We're asking for your help. We want to ask you to invest a few minutes of time to support your future WPR listening. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right. And listener support is the largest piece of the funding for Wisconsin Public Radio, the Ideas Network. And that's why your gift right now, as we anticipate a great conversation with Michael Perry, it's important at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And last hour, we heard from how many? I think it was about 14 people, new and returning members, as a matter of fact. Thank you so much for those gifts. Right now, we have a dollar-for-dollar match of up to $3,500. So that's a lot of money. And this generous match is from a group of 9XM Leadership Circle members. It means that they'll match every dollar you give, up to $3,500.
And that's why they're doing that. They want to encourage you to join them in supporting Wisconsin Public Radio. So double your support for the programs you love by helping them to spend their dollars and yours at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Wisconsin Public Radio has been around for a long time, more than 100 years now, because we're committed to quality. I think that's why we've been able to stay so long. And since listener donations make up the largest piece of funding for WPR programs, that quality is possible thanks to you.
That's right. And your active involvement as a listener and as a donor, as well as a lot of your neighbors, is making WPR possible. So when you give, you get great stuff like the Larry Mueller Show. So make a difference right now with your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I was just a kid when I started listening to Wisconsin Public Radio with my folks. And so I became a WPR listener a long time ago.
Before we even called it WPR,
that's right. Exactly right. So we turned into WHA. That's what we turned into. We tuned in a lot. And right now, maybe you've been listening for a long, long time. And maybe you've just been listening for a short time and you really like it. Well, this would be a time for you to turn from a listener to a donor, funding the great programs on WPR. It's a group effort.
That's right. We do it together, and we have the help of that challenge, $3,500 matching your gifts right now. We'll do it $1, one gift at a time. So if you've never given before, start with a donation of $100. That's maybe even $10 a month. That's a little bit more than that. Whatever amount is right for you, that's what counts. And it's easy to give at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
There are so many good reasons to give to Wisconsin Public Radio, and this drive, one of them is that your donation of any amount gets you entered in a drawing for a $500 gift card to a grocery store near you. You'll have 5 chances to win. We hope you'll donate to enter, but you don't have to donate to win. You can send in a postcard with your name, address, email, and phone to WPR Drawing, 821 University Avenue, Madison, Wisconsin, 53706. Sustainers, we've got you covered. You're automatically entered. Check out the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. Your donation of any amount right now gets you entered. Here's how to give.
Just give at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane. Listener support, the biggest source of funding for the WPR programs you rely on, and that's why your support during this spring membership drive is so, so, so important. And again, maybe your gift is $10 a month. Maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
It's the best kind of paying for something you value. You choose how much to spend on it. And together, we make WPR possible. All you need to do that is to give us your name, your contact information, how much you'd like to give, and how you'd like to pay.
And your gift supports the stories and the programs that keep you connected to the world. So give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And our dollar-for-dollar match, still in effect.
That's right. So let's have your help right now. WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And while you're doing that, you can stay listening because Michael Perry's joining us right now. Michael, good to have you here.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Nice seeing you. Michael is, I want to just mention again, he's authored so many books that I have enjoyed over the years. Truck, A Love Story, Population 485. As a new Wisconsin Public TV special, it premieres tonight. We're going to talk with him about that and about his books and whatever you want to talk with him about as well. And if you want to join in, certainly call us. The number is 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. And I've had a chance to see the video in advance, which is one of the perks of doing a show like this.
You must be special.
I tell you what, I really enjoyed it. But tell us about this new Wisconsin Public Television show.
Well, starting many years ago now, longer than I care to recall, they started sending a crew of television folks up to New Auburn there where I was living at the time. And they wanted to report a little bit from that part of the state, and they showed up and just said, you just tell stories and we'll film them. And I think one of the first ones we did flopped because we went out into the swamp. There's this giant swamp. I wrote about it in the book Population 485, and so I had this idea we'd go out in the middle of this giant swamp. The problem was it was, I don't know what month it was, but it was super cold. It was just snow. If not below zero, certainly single digits, and the gear just kept freezing up, and people kept freezing up, and as I recall, we had to completely regroup. But once we got out of the gate, it was just a lot of fun. I think I learned something, and if you watch the early ones, and I think tonight they're gonna play the very first one that ever aired, you can see that I was scripting them out and writing them out pretty specifically. And then as we progressed, I got a lot more relaxed. And I would hand the producer notes and say, we got to make sure and hit A, B, C, and D. And I got to make sure and say these three lines, but everything else we can generate in real time. And that actually became pretty fun because you got some cool spontaneous things.
Oh, it is it really a lot of fun. Now, I will say that your hair is different than it used to be.
I'll tell you what. So when they decided they were going to do this, they contacted me and they sent me a bunch of the old ones to look at. And I guess mixed emotions would be probably the best way to describe how I felt about that. You certainly change over the years. And in my case, the very first one, I have hair halfway down my back and apparently almost all over the top of my head as well, although I'm wearing an ear flap or cap in the first one, so I can't really tell. But yeah, then you juxtapose that with the footage they shot last fall when they came out to my farm. And you know, it is what it is. Time marches on. And
you know, I was looking through some things in my office this morning, and I came on a photo that I hadn't seen in a long time. It just sort of resurfaced amidst a pile, and it was a photo of me with my daughter Emily. And she was just a baby, so that was 15 years ago. Yep. And I thought, man, you have changed in 15 years.
I'm working on a new book. It's about fathers and daughters. And I put a little thing up on my website the other day asking people to send me their father and daughter stories. And there's a link where they can submit them anonymously. And we put a photo of me having put my newborn to sleep. And I was asleep on the bed with her on my chest. And Yeah, I mean, she's 11 now, going on 12, and running around doing plays. And last night I was at her forensics meet, and there she is, this little peanut. And then there's me, who I was already pretty much losing my hair, but at least it was, it wasn't all snow, is what I'm saying. So yeah, it sneaks up on you. So it's such a cliche, but I do think, children accelerate that process. And now that sounds like a joke, the gray hair, I suppose that's true too, but you just get a little breathless at how fast time goes when you have children, because you watch them just disappearing from the minute they arrive.
It's certainly caused me to ponder that as well this morning when I looked at that photo. I thought, man, where did the time go? She's 15 years old now, and I clearly remember when she was born.
And then I've got one that's, she was 3 when I met her and her mom, and she's now 19 and 6 feet tall. So when she was little, I knew she was going to be tall. Her father's a very tall man, and I used to put her up on a stool to practice lecturing her when she'd be a teenager. And then it all came true, because I'm 5'8 on a good day.
Well, I want to get back to this fathers and daughters thing a bit, just to plug that a little bit. Tell me a little more about that process.
Well, to be blatant about it, if you go to sneezingcow.com, you might have to scroll back, because I did not plan ahead on this. But if you go to sneezingcow.com and go back a couple of posts, and after the show, I'll throw a link up there. But I'm doing a book about fathers and daughters from the perspective of fathers, but also, most importantly, daughters. You know, what can we learn from our daughters? And I am certainly not an expert, and I don't think any honest parent is. But what I'm looking for is just folks to share their stories, good, bad, otherwise. And if I have to do the elevator pitch for the book, it's my attempt to make the world a better place for daughters. We'll see.
Yeah.
But also some humor, of course. I mean, I just got done raising a teenager, so I got several entries in there about, on the one hand, you're so much smarter than they are, and on the other hand, you're just so completely in over your head. It's this constant back and forth. So.
Well, we'll mention that again, because I think that's a very worthwhile project.
Yeah, there's a form there. Like I say, if you go to sneezingcow.com, there's a form in one of the posts where you can enter your story and a way for us to contact you. I will say I've been deluged by them, but it's a beautiful deluge. You know, I'll never be able to use them all, but I'm reading every single one.
Aren't they? I would imagine it'd be just a lot of fun to read.
They are everything from absolutely knee slapping to heartbreakingly difficult to heart-achingly beautiful. It's just what I hope. People are being very honest. Yeah,
that's wonderful. Michael Perry, our guest today, and he has a wonderful show that's going to air tonight on Wisconsin Public Television for the first time. And it's called How You Doing, isn't it? How You Doing? How You Doing?
That's how we used to start every one of those shows. I'd just pop around a corner or up from behind a tractor or out of the middle of the swamp, and I'd just say, how you doing? And you know what? Sometimes I like to give the folks in Madison a tough time sometimes, because I'm from up there, up north, you know. But occasionally they really pick up on the nuance, and I'm just tickled. I was just noticing today that the title of the piece is How You Doing as a statement. They didn't put the question mark on, which is great, because where I'm from, my brothers, every time I see them, it's not a question, it's a statement. They go, how you doing?
How you doing?
How you doing? It's not, how you doing? How you doing?
How you doing? Well, Michael Perry's doing pretty darn good right now as we talk with him here on the Ideas Network during our fund drive. We're trying to raise a little money to keep our programs going. And probably a great time to bring back Mike Crane with us. We got Michael and Mike we're going to go with today. And our goal is to bring you topics like this one, visits with Michael Perry and all of the great programs that we have here on the Ideas Network. And your support is what makes it all happen. Listener support is the largest source of funding for our WPR program, so I hope you'll give now. Any amount makes a difference at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Mike Crane, have we reached that dollar for dollar match yet?
We have not. We've raised $715 toward the $3,500 dollar-for-dollar match. Well, that's a mouthful right there.
Yeah.
But that means that your $100 contribution becomes $200 for WPR, $500 contribution becomes $1,000. You get the idea. Take advantage of the match and double your support for Wisconsin Public Radio when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And chances are program on the Ideas Network has covered an issue that's close to you. We deal with every Friday, we deal with gardening, for example. Every Wednesday, we deal with the environment and outdoors. We do a lot of health-related programs. And I think you can count on the Ideas Network for shows that you're going to find relevant, that hopefully interesting and enjoyable. And because the Ideas Network touches your life, I hope you'll make a gift right now. Why not do it right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Whether you're already a member or you're making your first gift ever, anyone can become what we call a sustainer. That's someone giving a monthly gift. All you have to do is let us know the monthly amount that works for you and whether you'd like that to come from your bank account or your credit card.
I've done it many, many times, and I can tell you it's a very easy thing to do. And once it's set up, your membership automatically renews. If you want to do it that way, start your sustaining membership right now. Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
When you get your 2019 WPR t-shirt, not only will you share your WPR pride with the world, you'll also enjoy the soft, stylish comfort of this quality cotton poly blend tee. Where will you show off your WPR t-shirt?
Running around the neighborhood, hiking in the woods, kayaking.
Around my apartment, grocery shopping, I'd wear it to bars. There's not a place I can think of that I wouldn't wear it, except for a wedding maybe.
Around town, the farmer's market, and certainly on the weekends.
You can wear your WPR t-shirt so many places. Get yours now when you make your gift of $10 a month or a one-time gift of $120. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. One of the gals mentioned she wouldn't probably wear it to a wedding, but you could put it underneath your dress shirt and wear it to the wedding. I don't know why not.
Yeah.
Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane. Your support during this spring membership drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. So your gift, maybe it's $10, maybe it's $20 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
And now is a great time to choose because we have that dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500 in effect. It's because a group of 9XM Leadership Circle members want to double every dollar you give. And it's their way of inspiring you not just to support WPR, but to do it right now. So double the impact of your gift at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And a big thanks if you've already renewed or made some ongoing monthly gifts as a sustainer. Listeners who renew and the monthly sustainers are really the backbone of WPR.
Yeah, in fact, you could do, if you're like Sarah from Milwaukee, you could be a sustaining member but contribute an additional gift. Thank you, Sarah, for that. It's great to hear from that. And how about you listening right now? WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
We still have a lot of money. I think there's about $1,700 or so that we could, or maybe even more than that. That could.
I can't do the math on the fly,
but there's a lot of money out there yet. In fact, you could give $1,000 if you wanted to, and it'd be doubled right now, as a matter of fact. But you don't have to give $1,000. You can give $100. You can give whatever amount you choose. That's the right amount. The important thing is to go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make that contribution.
Well, you sure hope you'll participate by calling in to talk to Larry and to Michael Perry. Just a really great opportunity. And make your call of support or your web pledge, WPR.org to make the pledge online or 888-202-2552.
So important. Do it now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. Thanks if you've already given. If you haven't, do it right now. having some fun today visiting with Michael Perry, an author, and oh my gosh, he does so many different things. He's a playwright. He's a 10-show radio host. He's done a lot, and certainly his books, Population 485, Truck a Love Story, are the two I keep mentioning, but those are two really great books, and I loved reading them. I actually read them a couple times, as a matter of fact. You may have some questions for him as we move along today. We're going to be talking about his show that's airing tonight on Wisconsin Public Television. It is called How You Doing, and I hope you will join in with your questions. The number is 1-800-642-1234. And you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. You know, I had a friend, or have a friend, Leroy Frankie. And Leroy's, one of his good lines is, the first liar doesn't stand a chance.
I know why you're bringing that up.
We were talking, I can remember the last time I heard it, we were talking about turkey hunting, and somebody said, well, I got a 22-pounder, and the next guy says, well, I got one that was 24 pounds. And Leroy said, the first liar doesn't have a chance.
Yeah, one of the pieces on that special on Wisconsin Public Television tonight touches on that, and it's the temperature one, where if you go to the cafe, if you're down there to the cafe, and somebody says, how cold was it out by you? Don't answer, because if you say it was 22 below, they're going to say it was 24 below. And then if they're a true professional, they're going to say, and of course, that was on the milk house thermometer, which always reads a couple of degrees high.
Oh, man. These stories, looking back at the stories, what surprised you the most about those stories?
I suppose partly how much things change.
Yeah.
And how much things need to change, but also how much value I place in being of and from that place. I still, you know, I just did that bit about, you know, talking about the thermometer, and people chuckle, but honestly, that's how, when my brothers and I are hanging out, that's how,
exactly
how we talk.
Are.
Yeah, it's very relaxed. To me, it feels like putting on old blue jeans. So I just got back from the Tucson Festival of Books. I was there 2 days ago, and I wish I was there right now. No offense, but it was 75 and sunny.
Oh.
But anyway, 2 years ago, I was down there as well. This year, I wound up there. I wasn't supposed to be there, but this is true. Somebody famous canceled. And they emailed me, said, could you get down here and fill this slot? And of course, I said, yeah, Tucson. I just got done spending 2 days doing nothing but moving the snow. So I said, sure, I'll be right there. But anyways, 2 years ago, I was down there. And I did, you know, my usual talk, and I told some stories. And one of the things I was doing, I was telling a story involving my brother. So, you know, I was talking like, you know, my brother, he's got a deep voice and he talks like this. Well, I suppose I could pull your truck out of the ditch. Let me get my skid steer. And I was supposed to have a Q&A. And the minute I finished and they said, okay, it's time for questions, a woman in the very front of this crowd of 300 people in this giant tent at the Tucson Book Festival leaps to her feet. Does not address me. She turns around and addresses the crowd, and she said, I just want you all to know that I'm from up there, and he's not making fun of his brother. That's how they really talk. So there's part of that there was a great comfort in going back. But there's, not to get heavy, but honestly, in the last 5 years or so, and I'm 54, so maybe that's got something to do with it, I've really been writing a lot and thinking a lot about how we value the past, cherish the past, learn from the past, but also avoid this whole idea of brittleness and bitterness. Like, some things need to change. And I talk about the idea of being willing as an older, sliding into older person category now, but not sacrificing your principles, but being willing to say, oh, there's new ways and there's new voices that need to be amplified. And we cover that in the special as well.
I can remember exactly where that's covered. It actually covered more than once in a way.
Yeah, it's like most of my stuff. I try to lay it between the lines. I don't want to beat anybody over the head. There's plenty of people doing that for you on a daily basis. I feel so fortunate. Gosh, I grew up this farm kid from northern Wisconsin, going down to the cafe and talking with my friends. But then by happenstance, I got to spend a big part of my life in the arts and hanging out with people who have completely different backgrounds and experiences than me. And it has only made me feel more grateful. And so if there's some small way that I can still maintain my own natural character, but hopefully draw some attention to other stories and other perceptions, I hope I can do a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Then again, I also just got to do whatever it takes to pay the rent.
There's always that.
I got a kid going to college. I got one that's not done growing up yet.
You got a retirement plan you got to think about.
I went to Tucson, and my wife let me know that while I was in Tucson, the snowplow truck battery went out, and she was stuck halfway down the driveway. So, you know, there's things to deal with.
Yeah. Well, Mike in Hill Point has something for us. Let's go there. Hi, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Larry. Good morning, Michael. I really enjoy your program always, Larry, no matter who you have on and
Thank
no matter
you.
What topic you're discussing. But this morning, especially with Michael Perry, I'm a longtime admirer of his, silent admirer. But, Michael, I love your roughneck grace perspective on life.
Thank you.
I grew up in a rural area, still live there. I've been through many of the things that that you talk about on a day-to-day basis. Love the 10 Show Radio, love your weekly newspaper column. But this morning, as I was listening to you and thinking about the fundraiser currently going on with Public Radio, I have to think back a while ago, it's been a while, since you read your rendition of Gratitude. And that made such an impression with me because we all have so much to be grateful for in this life. And I couldn't help but think about that this morning. Just wanted to let you know.
Oh.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I just that piece, that's one of those deals where you sit down to write something and you put your heart into it, but you don't know how folks are going to react. And that gratitude piece, which is in the book Roughneck Grace,
yeah,
man, that thing took on a life of its own. Yeah.
So you got a lot of reaction from that as you went around and
You know, I recorded a version of it and put it on YouTube, and it just—it's not like. It hasn't changed my life dramatically, but just, you know, there's these moments, and this gentleman taking the time, I pretty much have that farm kid background. You just get up and go to work and get it done. But there are plenty of days where people say things to you that aren't, you can't do anything in public anymore without somebody taking issue with it. I had one guy for a while that just was angry about everything I wrote, and I knew that things were getting out of hand when I wrote this column, very gentle, reflective column about the wrens nesting outside my window of my writing room.
Yeah.
I thought it was lovely and reflective and gentle and nature-centered, and the minute it went live online, he put an angry face up, and I thought, what kind of life is that wrens are making you angry? Like, he's going, no, not wrens. So when a gentleman like Mike from Hill Point takes the time to thank you, it's nice. And I liked also what he said about a silent admirer, because I also get very uncomfortable if people say too much nice stuff, because I know the real me. I'm a stumble bomb, a dad, a husband, and I am not the guy. I write from the heart. But what you see on the page has been polished and edited, and it's the better presentation of me. And day to day, man, I'm as lost as anybody. And so I just, not only did I appreciate his gratitude, I appreciated the way he framed it.
Yeah. Speaking of that, I remember you telling a story once about you being, about your wife and someone, another gal approaching your wife about how funny you were.
Yeah, somebody.
That goes along well with what you just
yes.
said.
Yes, I wrote someone came up to her after seeing me do one of my monologues, and they said, it must be wonderful to be married to Mike. And she just kind of went, yeah. And then they said, he's so funny. And she said, on stage. Yeah. I couldn't argue with her. Yeah.
Oh, Mike, thanks again. Floyd in Pembine, we'll go to you. Hi, Floyd.
Hi, how you doing, Larry?
Good, appreciate the call. What's on your mind?
I just wanted to tell Mike, I work in the woods. I run a skidder. And I live up in Wasaki. I don't know if you know where that is. North of Krivitz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the Northwoods. And I run a nice Ponzi skidder, and I listen to your audio books all the time in my machine. And I'm a country boy, the same thing as you. And I don't know, I just always wanted to be able to talk to you and say hi. And,
well, man, I really... I appreciate that. It means more than you know, because I got a brother that logs actively still full time, and so I not only know what a skidder is, I know what a forwarder is. So the idea that someone would be sitting in a skidder working and listening to my stuff, really, that means a lot to me. And the only other thing I'd say to you, as someone who has a brother who's been logging for years and has also been in the hospital a couple times, man, be careful. That's dangerous work.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it is indeed. Floyd, thank you so much for calling. Well, all that talk about the woods reminds me that I think one of the first time I really had a belly laugh was right out loud, and I'm not even going to give it away, but it comes right at the end of your feature in your Wisconsin Public Television show on firewood and chopping.
Yes, and so we won't do the spoiler, but we will say, I know exactly what you're talking about, and coincidentally enough, related to an interaction with my wife.
Yeah, it was, I just burst out laughing when that came up, because I could relate to that in a lot of different ways.
Let's just say it's that version of, yeah, don't worry about it, I got it.
Yeah, don't worry about it, I got it.
Turns out maybe not.
Oh, my God. I hope we have got it when it comes to our membership drive, because we're in our Wisconsin Public Radio Spring Membership Drive. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane joining us once again. And here, of course, to remind you that at WPR, listener contributions are the single largest source of funding. Your gift keeps the programs you value, including this one, on the air. So I hope you'll make your contribution right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. And Mike, our dollar-for-dollar match still in effect?
It is. We've raised $2,300 so far toward that $3,500 match. So that means we could use your contribution right now, whether it's $10 a month or $100 a month, anywhere in between, whatever works for you. Take advantage of the match and double your support for WPR when you give right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I enjoy talking with authors on the program. I talk with a lot of authors, but I always particularly enjoy talking with Michael Perry. He's a Wisconsin guy. He's a Wisconsin author. He's done a lot for the state, I think, and he's made a lot of people's lives richer. And I hope he's made your life a little richer as you listen to him this last 20 minutes. And I hope you'll support and be a listener supporter of Wisconsin Public Radio. So that means when you give at WPR.org or you phone 888-202-2552, you make this hour and many other hours possible. So choose an amount that works for you and then just take a few minutes and make your gift.
You know, I wasn't raised in the Northwoods. I'm a suburban New York City guy. But a lot of what you say, Michael, just has a lot of universal appeal. And as you were talking about earlier about being a father of a daughter and all that means, I look forward to reading that book, because I am one of those and understand a little bit of what you're sharing. So those of you that are really enjoying this conversation with Larry and with Mike Perry, I hope that you'll make a pledge right now. It's easy to spend a dollar or more a day on things that are just part of your routine, like a cup of coffee or a snack from the vending machine, but how about public radio?
So consider the news, the information, and inspiration from Wisconsin and around the world that you get every day from listening to WPR. Maybe a dollar a day, 30 bucks a month, just the right amount for you. Sign up right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and support the programs you enjoy every day.
I like to listen to WPR because it informs me, enriches me, and also kind of challenges me. It's just wonderful. I listen the minute I wake up on the way to work, when the work day is done, in the evening, and we even have the radio on for our pets during the day. I became a sustaining member, first of all, because of the convenience. It helps me be a part of WPR in a significant way because it's ongoing. It's a way to keep the mission going, and my small part, I think, plays a part in that. I'm David from Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I encourage you to join me in sustaining Wisconsin Public Radio.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation in support of the programs you count on. Larry Mueller here with Mike Crane. And your support today of Wisconsin Public Radio keeps all the programs you enjoy going strong. So I don't care if you contribute $10 a month, $100 a month. We all appreciate and we count on your gift.
Some wonderful comments coming in during the show here, Larry. Steve and Christy from Franklin said, "Public radio is one of the few remaining arenas of thoughtful and civil discourse for me." Great to hear that. That's certainly what we're striving for. And Carrie from Oneida says, "Every day I'm more and more thankful that WPR exists." And they made pledges. We invite you to make a pledge, too, because we're listener-supported, and that means your support is crucial at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And as an added bonus for supporting the programs you love, your donation enters you in a drawing for a $500 grocery gift card. Oh, that's something new for us. You'll have five chances to win. Give now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. And if you're a sustainer and worried about it, don't worry. Your name is going in the hat for that $500 as well.
Your gift is powerful. It really makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Thanks so much for joining us today on the Ideas Network. Larry Mueller here with my guest, Michael Perry, the author of many a book, A Truck, A Love Story, Population 485. He has a new Wisconsin Public Television special premiere tonight, and we're talking with him a little about that, but certainly interested in what you have to say. Maybe you have some questions for him or comments, or maybe you just want to tell him about something that, how he touched you. I hope you'll join in at 1-800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Love to hear from you. You know, one of the things you say in that video tonight about tractors, you call tractors the time machines of the heart.
Yeah, perhaps that's just for a very narrow group of people.
Well, I raised my hand right away.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, there's something about an old tractor that takes you back. For me, it's the John Deere B, the first tractor that I ever drove. Mm-hmm. And I just remember writing about that one time, and the John Deere B's had a hand clutch that you pushed forward.
Yep.
And I still remember the moment that my dad opened the gate and then looked up at me and said, "Why don't you take her through?" And pushing that hand clutch forward and feeling it go, the tractor begin to move. And in retrospect, that gate was probably really wide, but it felt way too narrow. And I said it felt like I was pouring steam to the Queen Mary, and that thing started. Yeah. And then you also, that was, you just spent hours and hours on a tractor on the farm, raking hay, cutting hay, baling hay, plowing, disking, and
thinking too.
Yeah, and that's what I was building to, is that was your meditation time. That was your reflective time. And to this day, I like working on a tractor. I don't get to do it very often. Yeah. And I got to spend about 4 hours working with the tractor the other day, just moving snow. I put a video on and some people made comments about my tractor, and I had to admit in public that it actually belongs to my mother-in-law. But even that, you know, I told my wife, just moving snow around, I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah. I know what you mean. I remember the first time bought a tractor from a neighbor, a used one, of course, and it was a Farmall Super C. And he said, I'll drive you over and you can drive that tractor back.
Oh, boy.
And it was like 2 miles.
Did you get to use road gear?
Yeah, I did.
That's exciting. When you got to use road gear, that was like your very first drag racing car.
Well, yeah. And when you said tractors are time machines of the heart, that was the first thing that went to my head was driving that tractor and how important I felt and how sad I was actually to get home with it. I wanted to drive some more.
Sure, you just wanted to keep going. This is a very arcane little anecdote, but those John Deere Bs, you had to push the hand clutch forward, and then you pulled it back to disengage it. So if you wanted to stop in a hurry, you grabbed that thing and you yanked it back. Mm-hmm. Well, one time my dad sent me out to cultivate corn on a Alice Chalmers.
Oh.
And the Alice Chalmers had a hand clutch that was the exact opposite. And I got to the end of the row, and I just kept yanking on it and yanking on it. And I went right over the end of the row down into the drainage ditch and finally killed the tractor. When he came out, my dad was a very gentle man. He's not a yeller or a screamer. You know, and you could tell he had better things to do than pull me out of the ditch. But he just kind of looked at it. You could see he figured it out without even having to ask. So.
Hank in Brentwood, let's give you a chance. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I listen to you all the time, Larry. You have a great show. But I wanted to say to Michael, I heard your book, Population 485, on Chapter a Day, and it was really good. And I went out and got a copy of it and read it, and it's even better to read it. I'm a retired firefighter paramedic from down in southeastern Wisconsin and really, really enjoyed your book. I gave it to my sons so they could read it. They're both firefighter paramedics. I gave it to some friends who are involved in the volunteer service up in this area, and I just got to tell you, you really nailed it with this book. It was fantastic. I really enjoyed it.
Oh.
Well, thanks so much, and I always tell people the greatest compliment I can get about that book isn't a critic in the New York Times. It's someone who actually was a volunteer firefighter or even professional firefighter or an EMT, first responder, anyone in the field. If they read it and say I got it right, that means so much to me. And that book really is a standalone for me too. People ask, do I have a favorite book? No, I don't. I've never turned out, I think I'm on my 11th or 12th book now. I've never let one loose that I was ashamed of or didn't think was finished or that I hadn't put everything I had into it. But there's no question that that book is central to pretty much everything I've ever done. And I just this morning got a photo from someone reading it in Mexico City.
Uh-huh.
And I just sent them back and said, do you know how much that means to me? Because for me to have been allowed the privilege of reflecting on and writing about the place that I'm of and from, and then to have it have some universal appeal is something I never expected. So, yeah, thanks for taking the time to call and say that means a lot.
Just to add to that, I remember you and I were talking once and you were telling me about when Population 485 first came out and it was a story relating to Chapter a Day. You got a phone call from New York.
So I have a whole series of stories I like to tell about people from New York, and they are always very concerned about us provincials and that we're narrow-minded and we don't understand the world. And now I have to be fair to them. They've changed my life immeasurably for the better, and I work with great people out there. But every once in a while, I have to take them into account. One of my favorite phrases is, sometimes I have to remind the people in New York that out here in the Midwest, sometimes we think up things all by ourselves. But the story you're referring to is I was driving. It was my first book tour. We had no idea how the book would do. And I was driving my old Chevy on I-80 across Nebraska. And the phone rang. It was my first ever cell phone, a little flip job. And I remember opening it, and it was a publicist from New York City. And he said, there's this radio station, and they want to read your book out loud on the air. And it sounds a little weird, and we just thought we'd check in with you. And I said, well, what's it called? And he said, Chapter a Day. I said, you need to hang up the phone, stop talking to me, and start talking to them, because this is the best thing ever. And it was. It was a tremendous help to me.
Well, it's a great story. And Teddy in Barnes, Wisconsin, a favorite place of mine, thank you very much for calling. What's on your mind?
Hey, Larry. Hey, Michael. Yeah, we got a lot of snow up here, Larry. We're shoveling roofs on Pease Road right now.
Oh, yeah, Pease Road. That's right where we have a place.
So here's, yep. I'm not going to, I'm interrupting your question. We'll get back to it. This is Mike, but so the last thing I did before I left last night was get the roof rake and get as much as I could off of my pole barn. And I've been running, when it gets warm enough, I've been running a torpedo heater in there because I got a giant shed. And two of my neighbors within a mile of me lost sheds in the last week. Yeah.
Yeah, we had a dairy farm just south of Hayward lose 24 cows, the whole barn went down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's the real
gotta
deal.
Got to get the snow off. But, yeah, always listen to both of you. Read everything you've ever wrote, Michael. And 30-year volunteer fireman, rode the ambulance, all that stuff up here in Barnes. And I just want to tell you, thank you for always getting everything right. And I want to thank Larry for always having a great show, because I suffer severely from PTSD. And I just want to say you guys can always pull me out of a rut. So that's pretty cool.
Oh,
that means a lot. Thanks. Thank you for taking the time to say so.
Thank you much.
Yeah, thank you very much, Teddy, for calling. And I was up there in November and at the town in the town of Barnes at our place, and another fella slipped on the ice and wound up with some broken bones. And the EMTs there were fabulous. We called; they were there in a couple minutes and did a wonderful job. So Teddy, good on you. Thank you so much for that comment from me as well. I'm sure as from Michael. Appreciate it very much. Well, when I was a kid, I grew up around Cottage Grove, Wisconsin, and one of the most fun things I did as a kid in the summer was go to the Cottage Grove auction. And then we'd go to some of the farm auctions, too. And one of the features you've got is about farm auctions, and I'm going to use that as a little tease, because we're going to talk about, in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Michael about auctions. And one of the features from the show, which is also about auctions, but we're not auctioning anything off here at Wisconsin Public Radio. What we are doing is asking you to support the programs that you've come to count on during our fall membership drive. Larry Mueller with Mike Crane joining us once again. Always good to have him stop by. And he's here to help me talk to you about the Ideas Network. You rely on it for information, for interesting talks, and certainly we rely on you to keep the programs like this one going strong. And I hope you'll support us today.
Yeah, but Larry, I want to report right now, we're getting a lot of help to do that during the show. This is terrific. We had a dollar-for-dollar match up to $3,500, and that has been met and now exceeded. We've raised $4,400 plus the $3,500 during this hour so far. Yes, that is really terrific, and it's testament to the caring that our listeners show for making sure that Wisconsin Public Radio is strong. It's easy for you to get involved, too, because we still need a lot more pledges during the drive.
Absolutely.
And it's WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I've said this before, but I really enjoy talking with Michael Perry. I think many of the shows that he and I have done together over the years have been some among my favorites, and some people have told me it's been among their favorites as well. And if you're one of those, I hope you'll consider supporting us. We're listener supported when you give at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552. You make hours like this one and many more hours possible. So I hope you'll choose an amount that works for you and then take a few minutes and make your gift.
So you listen to WPR year-round. Mm-hmm. How about donating year-round by becoming a sustaining member? You just have to decide right now and then make ongoing contributions of $10 or $30 or $50 a month for as long as you wish.
Your sustaining membership will always be current, and it cuts down on the paperwork, so don't delay. Become a sustainer right now. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552.
You're busy. It can be difficult to squeeze in all the day's to-dos, but no matter how challenging your schedule is, it's always fast and convenient to make your contribution to WPR Online. Just go to WPR.org. With secure online pledging, you can pick the amount you want to give, how you'd like to pay, and even ask for a thank you gift. It's secure, quick, and pledging your support is a simple, easy task that has a huge impact. It funds all the in-depth news, thoughtful conversations, and excellent music and entertainment that are a part of your everyday, no matter how busy things get. So give now at WPR.org. Of course, you can always give us a call at 888-202-2552.
And in case you didn't get that, you can go to WPR.org or you can phone 888 888- 202-552-5552 and make your pledge. Larry Mueller with Mike Crane. Listener support is the biggest source of funding for our programs, the ones you rely on. And that's why your support during this spring membership drive is so important. And maybe it's $10 a month, maybe it's $100 a month. Whatever amount you choose, that is the right amount.
And we're thrilled to remind you that we had a dollar-for-dollar match this hour, and we have exceeded it. That is awesome.
Awesome.
It doesn't stop the pledge drive. We'd love to hear from you right now with your $100 or $200 or $500 contribution or $5 contribution. It's really up to you. Go ahead. Every dollar makes a difference at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
I kind of like what Sarah from Milwaukee had to say. She says, I'm a sustaining member, but I would like to contribute an extra gift.
Terrific.
And there's nothing stopping anybody from doing that.
No. You can give a one-time extra gift. Maybe if you're giving $10 a month, you could make it $20 a month. That would be terrific at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And we are approaching a little news break here, and we'll be getting to that news break in just a minute. But I just want to go back to all of the fun times that I've had here at Wisconsin Public Radio. I've been here about half the time the station has been in operation, and I've learned so much over the years, just not only topics, but I've learned a lot about people. I've learned to love the listeners, you, with all of your great contributions to the program. It's your calls that really help make the program what it is. And it's your contributions that also make the program what it is. So if you haven't done it yet, now would be a great time. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make that contribution. And we'll be back with Michael Perry right after this quick look at the news. So please do stay with us. Having a great time today talking with Wisconsin author and humorist Michael Perry. Larry Mueller here. Thank you so much for joining us on the Ideas Network. Mike's written 11 or 12 books, Population 485, probably the most well-known, although I really liked all of his. I've read every one, and Truck a Love Story was another one of my favorites. He has a new Wisconsin Public Television special premiere tonight, and we'll be talking with him about that show, and certainly looking forward to what you have to say to Mike. Do you wonder where he gets his inspiration from, maybe? I hope you'll join him. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Michael, before the break, I started talking about auctions, and I always loved the Cottage Grove auction. When I was a kid, the entire town was lined with things that people brought in. So it was a little different auction from the one you were talking about you've kind of feature in your show tonight on public television. But I visited a lot of farm auctions too.
One of the first pieces I ever wrote and sold to a magazine was about auctioneers.
Is that right?
Yeah. Way back when I was just getting started, and I remember the way I pitched it was not just auctions and auctioneers, but the idea that when you grew up where I did, rural Wisconsin, they were pretty much our celebrities.
Yeah.
You'd go to specific auctions just to hear specific auctioneers, because they all had patter, they had jokes, they had the way they handled the sales. Some would get you more money than others. So I did a whole piece on how that was a form of entertainment. And then, of course, my dad bought a lot of his early farm equipment at auctions. You know, it was a way to get something you hoped halfway decent, but at a discount. And then in the piece, I do talk about all the things you learn at auctions, what to say, what not to say, how to do the nod.
How to tilt your head,
Just tilt it just right there,
Just a little. Didn't have to be a lot of a tilt.
Yeah, you know.
Once they had you in their focus, they were looking at you.
Right. Once they've got you spotted, then you don't have to wave or jump up and down. You just got to give them the nod. Yeah.
just give them the nod. Well, Jim in Crandon has something for us, so let's go there. Hi, Jim. Thank you for calling.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the call. I'd just like to, I grew up in New Auburn, graduated from New Auburn High School, just a few years ahead of Michael, but we lived in the house on the hill just outside the school, going on M towards your house. And I'd like to reassure the listeners that everything and every story that I read in 45 and a couple of the other ones about New Auburn in the area is absolutely true. I grew up knowing most of the people in those books, and even though a lot of the names are changed, I could recognize them from the story. A lot of those stories are eternal. And I'd like to say hi to Michael and keep up the great work. It's been really enjoyable.
Hey, Jim.
Listening. I get over there once in a while. I'm in my snowmobile groomer right now. So.
Oh, you're breaking the trail and getting it ready.
Yeah.
So much crying about no snow. I guess we're not crying now, are we?
No. No.
You can have a little too much snowmobiling.
Yeah. Well, I know exactly which house you're talking about. My mailman used to live there. Yeah. And I know exactly what he's talking about. And then... it could be one of two houses, actually. I'm not going to bore everybody with that, but I really appreciate him saying that. So when you write about real people, I go out of my way to get things right. I mean, I had over 180 footnotes. You know, if you say Herbie Gavrunder died when he was X years old, you try and verify that. Now, that's not to say I've made mistakes, and if people find errors in my books, I actually ask them to contact me, and I put it on the web. I'll actually say, hey, on page 62, I said it was a Chevy. Turns out it was a Ford. I don't mind that, as long as you're polite and not snarky about it. I think I did a post recently. People love to watch your grammar for you, and your punctuation. And I got a really snarky little note recently about a very tiny little punctuation thing, either that or grammar. And this person fulfilled what I've come to believe over 30 years of being a writer, and that is the snippier the letter to you is about your grammar or punctuation, the more likely it is to contain its own typo. So watch yourself. So
watch yourself.
But anyway, those stories, one thing I quickly wanted to say about the stories, I really appreciate him saying that. I did my best and I do my best. But even that's fascinating. There's a piece, I think it's in Roughneck Grace or else Danger Man Working. I don't remember which book, but I... might even be in From the Top, actually, one of those three books, where I talk about a story that I've told for years about when our neighbor's cow died, and while they were dragging it out of the barn, it kicked him, even though it was dead. It's a long story, and it's one of my favorite stories to do live because it's got laughs all along the way and then one really giant laugh at the end. Yeah. And I've told that story for 15, 20 years, and then I made the mistake of telling it at a family get-together. And when I got all done, my brother just said, well, that's not how it happened. And then he went right down the line. And what was interesting is that we both agree the dead cow kicked the farmer. But he just said, well, it wasn't me. It was our other brother. It didn't kick him in the knee. It kicked him in the ankle. And what I find fascinating about that, and you can parse this kind of thing in an MFA writing program, is how neither one of us has any desire or need to change the facts of that story.
Right.
And yet over time, we both picked up different facts. And so we both agree it happened, but I'm just fascinated by how. So I appreciate him calling and saying that those stories are what he remembers too.
Jim, thank you very much. Well, Mary in Pewaukee will give you a chance now. Hi, Mary.
Well, hi, Michael. Hi, Larry.
Hi.
Thank you so much. You're prompting me to make another donation. And I wanted to just say that I met Michael at one of the book signings in the, what was it, Oconomowoc, I think, or Delafield. And thanks to the Larry Mueller Show when he had you on a few years back. I love all the books. And I just wanted to ask what is going on, because from your writing, we get to know your entire family, as you were just saying, you know, your brothers and then the two daughters and your wife and mom and dad. So how is the family and how is everybody? Oh, and one other thing, I did give you a story about my chickens, Marie and Anna. I don't know if you ever read it. I thought I'd ask a comment on that.
If you sent the story, it's about 98% sure that I read it. I read every email that I get. I have long ago hit the point where there's no way I can respond to all of them, unfortunately. But I do read everything I get because I'm so grateful people are taking the time. As far as my family, everybody's pretty much doing good. I did take a little break for a while. I had made a promise of sorts to my daughters that when they were in their teenage years and into college, I wouldn't write about them as closely, because I don't think any of us want our parents writing about us during those years. Now, I also made it clear that since I'm paying for part of that college, if you do something really stupid or funny, it, you know, I'm going to find a way to use it. But just that those more close studies, I just think it's that they need some time to pass before that. So I have actually drawn back a little bit on some of that. My folks are still doing fine. My brothers are doing fine, and my sisters. And yeah, I don't have any gigantic, you know, we've lost some family members and some things have changed, but we're all just cooking along. I was up there for, if people read the book Coop, they'll know about Popcorn Sunday. And we were up there for Popcorn Sunday just a couple weeks back. So,
Mary, thanks a lot. And just to go along with that, and your video or your show tonight on public television, one of the segments, and there are 10 segments in the, as I remember, one had to do with chickens and your chicken.
Oh yeah, coops. The chicken condo.
The chicken condo, I called it a coop. That's not a good thing to call. It's a condo.
I think in that particular episode, we cover the progression of our chicken housing arrangements. Yeah. And then the last one there, I'm always in over my head. Even our little one, really, half of it was built by my buddy Mills. Again, if you read the book Coop, I've actually gotten angry reviews on Amazon from people who bought that book thinking they were going to learn something about how to build a chicken coop. And it's like, if you've ever listened to me talk about my mechanical or building skills, you should have known better. Then in that particular piece, I talk about starting with that little coop and then, and even starting with getting chicks in the mail. There's great footage of that. I love
that. Yeah, that was a nice piece. And there are probably people that watch that tonight that are going to say, they come in the mail?
Yeah, but there's also, because of the resurgence of the backyard chicken and whatnot, people now are back kind of understanding how that works, which is great. I love the beekeeping and the chicken keeping that's happening.
Do you know, and here I should know right off the top of my head, what time the show airs tonight? I want to get that in before I forget about it.
Wouldn't you know? If you go to sneezingcow.com, I've got it posted there. I'm 90% sure that it's at 7 p.m., but I would have to check my own. It is at Central Standard Time, I know that. But yeah.
I think it is. I think 7 rings a bell with me, too.
Yep, 7 p.m., and if you doubt it, just go to sneezingcow.com, and they will help you. That website will have the information.
And you will be. They'll be interviewing you and talking with you some more too about the show and about what you're doing and so forth.
Yes. So in between, I'll be actually live in the studio there, and we will. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. They said just show up and be ready to answer some questions.
Michael Perry, our guest, and it's always fun talking with him, and certainly I'm having some fun today.
It is 7 p.m., by the way.
It is 7 p.m. Okay, good.
Your other mic in the room here actually just verified that with actual facts.
With actual facts. Oh, my goodness me.
I always like having the internet in my pocket, and so I was able to look that up.
Well, Mike's not from around here, but he's from a big city. But you do a whole little feature in tonight's show about around here, it's called. And how do you tell if somebody's from around here or not?
I was thinking there's also a piece where I come down to Madison for a big old parade.
Yeah,
International Harvester Parade.
My favorite tractors.
Yeah. But you're right. The one you're talking about from around here, I talk about ways you can tell that someone's not from around here. And I think the biggest one I have in there is it's people who moo at the cows. Like, would you stop mooing at the cows? You don't bark at the dogs. You don't oofta at the Norwegians, right? So leave the cows alone.
Leave the cows alone. Well, I got to tell you, I went to, you know, we've mentioned population 485 more than once. And a bunch of us, Jill Nadeau brought some friends, and I took some friends, and we went to your play.
Yeah.
That you had written on population 485, and we were at Stoughton. I really enjoy the Stoughton Opera House.
Yes. Gorgeous.
It's a gorgeous old theater, and it was so much fun to see the play in person. Has it you've done it a few times.
Yeah, we did it for 2 years all around the state at a lot of different venues, art centers, places like the Stoughton Opera House, where, by the way, if you check the events page at sneezingcow.com, I will be returning shortly. Doing a one-man show there. The play we took around for about 2 years, and then my plan always was to get it out there, see how folks reacted. It was so gratifying. We just played to pretty much full houses everywhere. And the other thing that I love was that in the audience were the folks that you'd expect, the theater crowd, the public radio folks, and also volunteer firefighters. We took pictures with folks who hadn't been to a play in 20 years, but they came because this was about what they do. And that was really rewarding. So then once that 2 year run was over, what I did then is at this point, the script is available, and there's been a handful of
Jill Nadeau.
Yeah. Groups around here that have done the play, and it's available, and we help you get the script and the music and yeah.
And go from there. And I want to go back. Your book you're working on now is about fathers and daughters.
Yep.
And you're looking for...
Yeah, what we've done is there's, as I said, on sneezingcow.com, if you scroll back a week or two, or if you just go to the site and search in the search field, just put fathers, the word fathers and the word daughters in that post will come up. But I explain what the book's about, and then there's a little form you can fill if you are a daughter or a father that wants to share a story. Good, bad, heartbreaking, heart-achingly beautiful, whatever. I'm just reading through all of them and trying to draw some sort of hopefully useful conclusion.
And we're going to be able to see you tonight on Wisconsin Public Television.
7 p.m. Central Standard Time.
Long hair, and you go from long...
I wish.
From short to long and a pretty quick...
I did trim up my beard a little bit for the show. In the actual video for the show, my beard is... Wow. I didn't realize it was that big.
Michael Berry with a trimmed beard, and always a lot of fun to talk with him about what he's up to, and I always thank him so much for taking time out of his... he's a busy guy. He's got to do a lot of things to pay the college tuition and everything else, like a lot of people do, and he does it with a lot of grace and good humor, as does Mike Crane. Mike's a guy with always a big smile on his face, and he likes to look on the bright side of things. And that's why I like having him in with me when we talk about our fun drives, because it's I want somebody who's positive and upbeat, because we want you to be upbeat, and we want you to support us here on Wisconsin Public Radio. You provide the largest source of funding, and this drive is your chance to support all the programs that you enjoy.
You know, it's easy, Larry, to feel optimistic and to have a smile on your face when you encounter our listeners as well as our guests. You know, the care for which the people of Wisconsin have for Wisconsin Public Radio is just incredible. I love telling my colleagues around the country just how much WPR means to this state. And so when I come to ask for money, that feels really good, you know, because first of all, we know you'll be there for WPR because it's there for you. And it's easy to get in touch with us at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
You know, I think about some of the regular guests. Now, Michael Perry, I kind of call him a regular guest in a way, because he's on regularly whenever a book comes out or for some special things like the event he's got tonight, or sometimes just because he doesn't mind coming on the show and talking with me. But you think about people like Sandy Sawchuk, our veterinarian, or you think about Scott Craven, who comes by every other month, first Wednesday of every month, to talk about wildlife sightings. Or the weather guys, we just had them on the last Monday of the month, Steve Ackerman and John Martin, and our bird guy who's on so much, Bill Volkert. All those are great guests.
Yeah, one of the things that's just so wonderful about the Larry Mueller Show and WPR generally is how it is in touch with the things that matter to you, and the natural world is on that list. And all kinds of things that you know, fixing your computer, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We all struggle with that. You know, we were joking in the hall a little while ago, well, did you reboot it? and sometimes that really is the solution, just turn it off and turn it on again. But all of that you'll hear on The Larry Miller Show, and it's made possible because of listener dollars at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And it's kind of fun with this membership drive. We have an exciting drawing. We have a $500 grocery gift card. You'll have five chances to win that. No contribution is actually, it's not necessary for you to contribute. You can see all the rules at WPR.org. You can be automatically entered, as a matter of fact, when you donate any amount right now at WPR.org or at 888-202-2552.
Larry, one of my favorite things about the sort of ephemera we have from the early days of 9XM and WHA is a map that shows where people were able to listen to WHA AM in the 20s. And it was clear that even then, much less now with all of our stations, we got, I think it's 39 or 40 stations now, we've always been trying to serve the entire state of Wisconsin. And because you have a strong sense as a listener to what WPR means to you and to our state, we invite you to make your pledge right now at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
And I tell you what, the beauty of making a voluntary donation is that you decide how much to give. We're listener supported. That means the more donors we have, the more secure our funding is. So how much you give isn't really as important. And the fact that you do give.
Yeah, a lot of people like to just try out a membership, $10 a month, or maybe just a single $100 contribution. You decide the amount that's right. And then since contributing is your choice, and because WPR is something that you value, you will find that donating feels good. So find out right now how good donating can feel at WPR.org or 888-202-2552.
Picture yourself cruising down the aisles of your favorite grocery store with $500 extra dollars to spend. That could be you. You'll have five chances to win a gift card to a grocery store near you. What would you buy with an extra $500?
Wine, chocolate, and then like a whole caseload of my favorite maple yogurt.
I would buy the most expensive Wisconsin cheese I could find.
I'd probably buy like maybe five cases of those Milano cookies.
Sustainers, you're automatically entered. Find all the rules and details at WPR.org/drawing. Donate any amount right now to be entered. Here's how.
Just go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 to make your donation. Larry Miller here with Mike Crane. Your support during this spring membership drive makes the WPR programs you rely on possible. And your gift, $10 or $20 a month, whatever amount you choose, that's the right amount.
Chapter Day is coming up in just a few minutes, so we encourage you to make your pledge right now, just like Thomas from Janesville did and making a pledge. Giving today is to help y'all keep up the good work. Thank you, Thomas.
Yes, thank you very much. And you might not know that high schools and colleges use WPR programs as part of their curriculum. Educators recognize that students can learn a lot from this station and from this network. And as a matter of fact, it can be continuing education credits for our gardeners as well. So if you haven't given, it's a great time to give right now at WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552. We have a beautiful new T-shirt this year, printed right here in Wisconsin. Shows WPR everywhere where we are and where you are. Town, home, great outdoors. So show off your WPR pride with a new WPR T-shirt. But the most important thing is that you give right now. $10 a month or more. Go to WPR.org or phone 888-202-2552 and make your contribution. If you've done so already, thanks so much. If you haven't, now's the time to do it. WPR.org.